Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. All right. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to Off Script.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we got a Wednesday minisode for you. Every time Bree needs to take a drink of water at the worst possible time. Were we recording like 5 minutes ago? No. Could she have taken a drink of water then? Yes.
I was grabbing my chair. I almost said my seat. Yeah. What are we getting? What is this minisode?
Oh, okay. I don't know, but I got some life proud mama moment I gotta share.
Do it.
Okay. So today is Sunday. We're recording. And my mother-in-law had foot surgery, so she's in a cast. So I drive her to church. And so I go down the hill on the way to get to her house, and they're completely blocked off. And like, we had left like, we needed like last minute to get there. And
are you talking about at 509?
Yes.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, there was a horrible accident.
Okay.
Like, when I drove by, I wish I hadn't gone that way because I was like, firemen were doing CPR on someone. Yeah. And like the whole back, I don't know if I'm talking into this, the whole back end of the car looked like it had just gotten completely cut off.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't even see another car. Like, I saw two cars, the one that had the back completely cut off, and then there was one with the whole entire like front end kind of hit. But I don't know, because it was going like, it was on the side of the road that I was on,
mm-hmm.
and the car was going the complete opposite direction. So I don't even know how it happened. And they were over past the railroad tracks.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So scary. But so I didn't get to see what happened. So like, there were cones set up, and this is my dumb moment. There were cones set up, and there was 1, 2, 3 cars in front of me. And so this is right at the bottom of the hill, and the cones are set up like kind of curved, but like, so saying you can't turn right, you have to go left. Well, one of the cones was kind of knocked over, and then there was another cone here, and the three cars in front of me were still turning right. So my brain didn't think, oh, the cones are up because I'm not supposed to go this way. My brain is, why would someone put cones here if we can still go this way, right? Because three people in front of me are going this way. Man, when that cop got there and talked to that first person, I didn't hear it, but his arms were like pissed. He's like, basically, do you see the cones? Why are you coming this way?
Oh, damn.
So luckily I didn't get too far. So I got to turn and go up Snake Hill.
Yeah.
And then, but I called Danielle and I was like, you know, like, by the time I get to your house, church will be starting. Like, it's gonna be so late. And I was like, she's like, well, you know, okay, do you just not want to, you know, come and just skip church this week because we can watch it online?
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then Riley in the back goes, no, Mom, we have to go to church.
Aww.
And I was like, oh. I was like, okay, my little Jiminy Cricket saying we have to go. And so we were just late today.
Yeah.
But then on the way, she also said, Mom, shouldn't we be listening to church music today? So we turned on Spirit 105.
Wow.
Yep. And I was like, oh. So if I've failed at every other aspect of parenting, at least my little girl loves Jesus, and that's all that matters. So almost teared up. I was so proud of her. So
nice.
Meanwhile, Tyler's screaming and crying and hating life, and
I want to go home.
Yes, he wouldn't let me leave him in primary today, and I had to take him. And It was just a...
Your three-year-old.
My little three-year-old. Yep. I can't stand three-year-olds, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, that was my Sunday. How's your weekend going?
It's been so freaking busy this last weekend. I feel like I've just been going, and it sucked. But apparently, I missed the online D&D group that I do.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize that they played, like, they asked, and I told them, I was like, no way in heck can I include that in my busy weekend. And I didn't hear anything from it, and apparently they played, and Cassidy said that I was the only character that didn't almost die this time.
Oh, well, that's good.
Like, I'll take it. Good job, Persephone.
So, when you... aren't there, does someone else play as your character?
The DM, because the DM knows my character and knows what I would do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's nice that they can keep you going.
I like it because I feel bad because sometimes I can't go,
right?
And just life, but then they're able to still play because then it doesn't just completely stop everything.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
cool.
Mm-hmm. And then I got Hogwarts Legacy today.
I'm so jealous. So I have a Switch, so I can't get it till July. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then I told the GameStop lady this, and she was like, don't tell her anything about the game. Tell her to stay away from everything, because there's some good stuff you don't want spoiled. But so far,
you've told me everything.
Because I'm like, why is this the storyline?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, because I saw all this on Facebook, which is like...
Right.
Hogwarts Legacy is bringing back the basically racism in the
game. Oh, snap. Oh, against goblins. Yeah. And
because so far I've only met one goblin in it that I like, and you saw him for 2 seconds.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, cool.
Well, okay, bringing back, this takes place way before Harry Potter, right?
I thought it did, but okay, I guess I'm spoiling this too. I'm not gonna be able to put any of this conversation in. Phineas is the headmaster. When was he alive? Black.
Phineas Nigelis?
Yeah.
He was before.
Well, I know that, but do you know what time era? Because I had been told it was like 100,000 years before.
Oh, no, I don't know what time era.
I'm like, that's Sirius's brother. It can't be that.
That's not his brother. It's his great-grandfather.
Oh.
Or great-great-grand... Some grandfather.
Who's the one with the... Isn't the...
Regulus?
Oh, Phineas.
Phineas is the picture frame.
Yep. I just like my character. My character looks cool.
She does. She looks just like you. Now you gotta post a picture of her.
I was just gonna say, I was like, damn it. Why did I say that?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. But I wonder, what episode did you talk about your... Is it this episode that you talked about your, whatever it's called? In Guild Wars? Am I about to post two?
Did I even get you a picture of my Guild Wars?
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering. Is it this episode that it's supposed to come out? When did Bree talk about Guild Wars? Has she talked about it yet?
Shit. Did we put a note?
I should have, yeah.
Hold on. Let's see. What is it? Not the notebook, but it's... Is it Walk to Remember next?
After this week, yeah.
You guys are... Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I did take a picture for it.
Okay.
I think.
Now you're just going to get lots of video game content on Wednesday. God.
Sorry, guys. I didn't realize that. Let me go check. I'll walk to remember. Oh, yeah.
It's there.
You got my girl.
Okay.
Oh, that's an ad.
I know. I hate this ad as ads.
I think it's so stupid.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm going to give you an updated one because I don't want all the Christmas ones. Because now I unlocked magenta.
Okay.
For a dye for my clothes. So she looks even cooler now.
All right. Sure.
Now you're going to have to do a side by.
Yeah, give us an updated one.
But I should show this guy. I dyed him too.
Okay.
I have to go take pictures of all my video games.
All for you guys. Because why not?
It's really funny that I would just randomly do that unintentionally.
I know. In the same episode, like 3 months later, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You guys.
It's almost like I planned it.
Skill. Oh, gosh. All right. Okay. So today's episode, we thought it would be fun to get a... We should thank Steph.
Yeah, thank you, Steph.
For this idea.
I thought you could say this book. I was like, yes. Thank you for writing it.
No, for...
Yeah, this was all Steph. This idea.
Yeah, where we're going to talk to Bree about... Like, I'm going to ask questions about, like, filmmaking.
What's funny is ever since we came up with this plan, I've been like, okay, you're going to have to preface it with, like, you're not an expert in this. And then I was like, yeah, but you have a degree. So, kind of. But also, it doesn't feel like it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Dang, I had an actual question. Okay, well, I'm going to ask the one that I already practiced with. Okay, so in some movies... they have different like lighting, and how is that done? Like not like daytime, nighttime, but like,
well, Allie, they choose a time of day.
Some movies it looks like maybe they'll do like if it's a Western, they do like sepia style. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And, or like a flashback, they might do like black and white or just lighting in general, like where it's, maybe it's a darker movie. It's a little like. On the gray scale, or it's happy, it's brighter. So how do they do that?
I'm actually glad that you're re-asking, because I also realized that you can do that ish with cameras nowadays, because most cameras have like settings, but you can't get it. You can help the exposure and the aperture and the ISO and all the stuff that you don't care about. and that would help change to make it easier to edit in post. So most of the time you would do that and then give it to your editor and say, hey, I want it to look like this. This is why I did this. And they'll go in and they'll color correct, basically. So then they go in and play with the different colors. And I hate color correction. It's my least favorite thing in the entire planet. Cannot stand it.
Why?
It's time consuming. It's tedious. If the lighting, say someone's filming us right now. If the lighting when they're getting me is different than the lighting when they're getting you, and then we go into color correct, it's a pain in the ass. Ugh. Because just the little difference, like you have more shadow because you're like in front of the light. I'm going to have all the light in front of me. Then to get us at the same color corrected color takes a lot of work, and you can't just like, it's usually a layer that you just add on to clips. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if that was all you had to do. But now in each layer you have to go and you have to adjust everything.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah,
no thanks.
I in college, after I decided I wanted to be an editor, after I started working on more and more projects where I had to color correct, I was like, I cannot wait to make it big so that I don't have to be the color correction editor. I could be like, take this.
That's awesome. Okay. Crap. I had another question while watching Eclipse. I came up with it. I failed you all.
Oh, well, I guess I could also say it depends on the director too, because like sometimes they'll also get gels for lights. Because you can put gels, which is just the little, like, flimsy paper that's colored over lights. Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I thought they all did.
Yeah. Some of them do, but not because that won't get it completely the color that you wanted, but it'll help.
What are some good questions to ask a film editor?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Nonfiction book editor? That wasn't the... thing I looked
up. Do you know how many times when I go to look for jobs for film editors, it comes up with like copyright editor?
Things like that. So I'm like, weird.
Wrong editor.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay. As a film editor, or like wanting to make it big leagues one day, what movies, films do you think you need to watch to get in the mindset of, oh, that's how they edit it. That's how, you know, they needed to edit it or whatever like that. Let me throw a big question out for you.
Jesus. I'm like expecting easy ones. The first movie that comes to my mind as an editor when I was learning about editing, I saw this movie and I immediately, like, Sierra was in the theater with me and it's ended. And I was like, that's the best edited movie I've ever seen. And it was Gravity.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Fuck if I remember why, because I forgot to watch it.
But for some reason.
I'm trying to think of any others.
Like, have there been any that's, like, really bad that as you're sitting there, you're like, would have done that different, would have done that different?
Yes. Can I remember what they are? Nope. No. You put me on the spot. You didn't prepare me with this question.
I didn't. I'm sorry. Hold on. Here, do you want another question?
Yeah, let's do that one and I'll come back to this one. Because okay. Now I have to think about every movie I've ever watched. God. Bree, you own 500 movies. Let's talk.
Okay. How much influence does an editor have on a final feature film?
Depends on the relationship they have with the director.
Okay.
More often than not, the director is going to sit there with you and tell what they want. But, like, and obviously my experience is just college student experience.
Mm-hmm.
My director towards the end of my college career, I worked with a girl named Paula all mm-hmm. the time. And she, after, like, the first project we did together, she was like, Brie, I trust you. Just edit. And so I would go through, I would edit. She would then come in with her eyes just to help me tighten things up or be like, we don't really need that in there, or I think you should change this. And so that's kind of like how it is with in the big leagues too.
Uh-huh.
Cause I was so excited when I was a volunteer at the LA Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
there was a women in editing panel that was happening. Did you guys know that JJ Abrams has a really good working relationship with a female editor? So I got to talk to the woman who at that point in time was editing The Force Awakens.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. But basically, from the sound of it, their relationship is very much like that, where she can go in, she can get it together because she basically knows what his vision's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just comes in and is like, here, this is what I want. But then there's some editors who are like, they want to very much be involved in it. So they're like, when you're doing this, I want to be with you. But also, a lot of the editing is happening simultaneously as the film is getting shot. So they can't always be there.
Got it.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what else we got. Okay, let's say it's a professional film. So, like, let's say 2 hours. Okay. You would know. I don't know.
Let's try.
Okay. How long does it usually take to edit a professional film? Let's assume, this says,
months.
Let's assume there's no CGI.
Months. I would say at least 3, if not more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. It gives, like, details, like, this one obviously is, like, animated.
Mm-hmm.
But a Pixar film can take 4 to 7 years to make. Uh-huh. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense. It's all animated and...
Yeah.
I know. I didn't do my homework. I feel bad.
It's okay. I'm still like...
Yeah, you keep thinking about...
movies and the worst.
I'm really interested in the horrible movie question.
I know. I'm trying. There is one horrible movie that I've seen that I unfortunately sat through the whole entire thing at the movie theater because me and my aunt both thought the other one wanted to be there for the movie.
No.
Yeah. And then afterward, when we were both like talking shit about the movie, we were like, wait, you would have been okay leaving that movie? And we were like, damn it, we missed an opportunity. It was Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Which
what? That sounds like a...
it was a German... It wasn't German. Gary Oldman starred in it.
Okay.
And it was based on, like, a German spy thing. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Because it sounded like something I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
But then... Or wanted to watch. It sounded like a good thing. It's a book. We will not be doing.
Oh.
And... It was so slow and so boring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think part of that was just the story. But also, if they edited it in a faster pace, I probably could have sat there and watched it.
Got it. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. So they were talking about this in a Supernatural pod that I was listening to. And it was about how it was a really long conversation scene, which obviously in a TV show and like Supernatural can get boring, right?
Yes.
If it's just back and forth, back and forth. So they had the camera do different camera angles.
Mm-hmm.
And would that be an editor choice or would that be a director choice?
Director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would the editor have say? I guess it goes back to the question of...
Kind of. Because the editor can also, as they're editing, they can go in and go, yo, dude, we didn't get this shot and we needed this. That's what the reshoots are for the moments when the editor is going through editing and goes, well, so we were shooting here yesterday and you didn't get this insert that we needed. You need to go and get that insert.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Editor, make sure that there's no continuity. Although continuity errors happen all the time. Which also then is like, at the end of the day, the editor's job is just to make sure that the actors acted well and that the story gets told properly. Mm. So they're not caring if in one scene this girl was holding the bag and the next scene she's not.
Okay.
They care about the story.
On The Office, they have a person who is the continuity error check. Mm-hmm. Is that...
It's typically the script supervisor who does it, okay. Or you can hire someone completely.
That's cool.
But there typically is someone on set for that, but sometimes it just...
Mm-hmm.
It gets stuck or lost. Yeah.
Okay. Got one. Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously a comedy, like the cheese scene, right? Where the shredded cheese grows and shrinks and all that sort of stuff. So editing that, like...
Well, that then is a question of, was that in the script or was it not in the script?
Okay.
Because if it was in the script, that's what the editor goes with.
Okay. So the editors follow the script?
More often than not, yeah.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, okay, like when it comes to editing our podcasts, we'll record for like maybe let's just say 2 hours. Let's give us a clean cut, short one, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it usually take you to edit our podcast? A 2 hour podcast, 2 hour recorded.
For a 2 hour recorded podcast, it takes me 3 hours.
So you add an hour.
Typically, sometimes we're ridiculous and I'm like, oh my God, why do we talk like that? Why do we do this?
And why do you have to add an extra hour?
Like, why? Because cutting, and then when I find things that I don't want in it, I have to cut it, and then I have to bring back that thing, and then I have to go and listen to make sure that it actually flows well, because if it doesn't flow well, then, I got to cut something else out. So
that makes sense.
So it could be an extra hour to 2 hours, too.
Ugh, sorry.
For our, for New Moon, it was, what we had recorded for, I think... No, we had recorded for 3.5 hours.
Oh.
Or something. We kept talking about it. And it took me probably 6 hours to edit it.
Wow.
Yeah. I had to stop halfway through the day and then come back to it too.
That's crazy. There's a little sneak peek for y'all. Yeah. Twilight's going to be long.
New Moon, I got the episode down to 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Twilight is our longest. Eclipse is going to be worse. Just forewarning you.
All right, sounds good. But anyways, I don't know. So I think
I have to come back to you with the movie question.
That's okay.
I'll answer that next week.
Yeah, we won't remember.
No, I'll put a note.
Okay. Will we look at it beforehand?
Probably not. I forgot that I had talked about Guild Wars.
Yes. But... Yeah, I don't know.
I learned think that was good.
Things.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I was talking out of my ass.
Yeah, there we go. And then in the future, I think I'll pick a movie.
To ask questions about that all then that. Go and,
mm-hmm. And so
give responses that I can. And in that sense, I'm definitely not an expert, but
yes,
I have a little bit more knowledge.
Okay. Oh, okay. I have another question.
Okay.
So when it comes to music... Yeah. Is it the editor's choice to pick what music they think will sound good with what scenes, or how does that work?
They usually have someone a whole separate entity person.
Okay.
Usually, again, it's the director. Or like with Twilight, like I know that the song, the one that they danced to at the end of the prom scene, Kristen, that was her song that she was obsessed with at the time.
Oh.
And so she went to the director and was like, I think this would be good in the soundtrack. And the director listened and was like, oh, it would be. And so she was the one.
Okay. Okay. That's so, kind of cool.
Yeah. It depends.
Cool.
Yeah.
You did great. I learned so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Except for the ding. You threw me for a loop with the movie one.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't have any. I just wish I remembered the question I had yesterday. Cause
did you type it anywhere?
No, I should have.
It was when we were watching Eclipse?
Yeah.
When?
Do you remember what scene? No.
How do they do special effects? How do they do XYZ?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, so this isn't the question I had, but why not? Let's add it. Okay, so the movie Avatar, right?
Yes.
They're all the dotted up,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
For CGI yeah. stuff, right?
Yeah.
Then there's other movies where they're not dotted up, but they have like the green screen suit on and like Harry Potter. They have like the green screen suit guy and he's carrying around like an orange ball and a stick that was supposed to be Dobby, right? So then they CGI that in. What is the difference?
One's motion capture and one's green screen. Motion capture typically means they want your face or your facial expressions. Green screen means you're the person there for them to know where they're supposed to be inputting what the thing is.
Okay. And so it's like, to help the actors too? Or is it purely just for...
Purely just for editing. Special effects.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's in editing, right?
No, there's a whole separate special effects.
Yeah, girl.
There's
so much.
I was like, goodness gracious, you're asking me a question that I might not be able to answer.
I thought it was all the same thing.
No.
So what does editing do?
Editing is the people who get all the footage and puts it together.
So
more
you
often
would...
than not, if I'm sitting editing a movie such as Avatar, I would see it all wonky with all the motion capture suits.
You would.
Yeah.
So you don't get it. You don't get the CGI'd version yet. So
no,
you have to edit it.
I edit it, send it off to the next people. Oh. They do it. I'll get it back to try and like
fix if needed.
If there's anything else that needs to be done. But if that's the case, then
that makes sense.
Because typically you only send it off to the special effects people once you've hit like the great, we're golden. Like this is where it's going
to
be.
Yeah, that would suck to work on all the special effects and then be like,
this is why I cannot stand The Hobbit, the third one.
Dude, I hate. Oh, the third one? I just hate the special effects in all of them.
The special effects in the third one literally look like the special effects team took one pass at it, sent it to Peter Jackson, and he went, great, we're on a schedule. It's fine. Let's go.
My thoughts were just like, how do you go from 15 years beforehand, the orcs and everyone looking great,
yep.
to you getting lazy and doing CGI on this white orc that looks like something from the 80s?
Bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. No, the whole, all of it. I've only seen it once. I only bought the first Hobbit on DVD. Don't have the others. Yeah.
I mean, I still love the movies, but the CGI just drives me crazy. But anyways, okay. So that's not an editor's thing. That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Look at us learning. Hope you learned something,
you guys
too.
Learned. Yeah. And aren't bored.
I know, it wasn't our typical goofy. I thought it was fun though.
I did. I did because I got to talk about movies.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll try and come up with more questions. I think it'll be easier once there's a specific movie.
Yeah.
And I can think about different scenes in those movies. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Maybe in a couple weeks, I'll come up with a movie.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
and Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.